So you know, you're trained as a veterinarian, and yeah. I got an email in from someone who wants to know about arthritis for dogs. What do you do about that?
Okay, we have a wonderful set of products for dogs, whether they have arthritis or not. The actual crystals that have vitamins and minerals in it is called Arthrodex, so that gives you clues for arthritis. But also, it's a one scoop for 20 pounds of body weight, and then three of the EFAs, or omega-3 essential fatty acids to prevent blood clots and is good for the making, the body makes the cell walls and things like that and hormones out of the EFAs. And so the dog needs three EFAs per 50 pounds of body weight and one scoop of the Arthrodex per 20 pounds of body weight. And it comes in a canister and all the crystals and everything. And, you know, like we have supplement programs for horses and cows and goats and chickens and dogs and cats and birds and stuff because I am a veterinarian as well as a physician.
St. Louis University and St. Louis is a zoo, right?
St. Louis University, Washington University is where I did my big project for the National Institutes of Health, $25 million grant. And actual thing that came out of it, it was 5,000 pages, 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 some change over 454 species of zoo animals and 3,000 humans. And the W.B. Saunders, big medical publishing house.
Oh, huge.
Yeah, bought the rights to it, and they published it. They published 30,000 copies right off the bat. They sold them all in 6 months at $25,000 each.
And were you at the same, you worked under Marlin Perkins at
yep.
the zoo, didn't you?
Hall. Yep, I spent 2 years in Africa for him in the White Rhino Conservation Project. And he actually used one of my first paper, which I wrote when I was 22 years old, in the mass die-off in America from pollution when I was a pathology student, 22 years old. And 500 died in one night, got it published, and when I was in Africa, he used that to get the $25 million grant, and he called me back from Africa to be the pathologist on the project.
How cool.
And found out that there were no genetically transmitted diseases, there were no genetically transmitted birth defects, and that sudden infant death syndrome, crib death, only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died, 98% didn't. I won my 10th case in federal court to force baby food manufacturers, Similac, Enfamil, that kind of thing, to put one nutrient in there. We eliminated muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, and sudden infant death syrome. A year and a half.
Was that selenium?
Yeah.
I remember this stuff.
Very good. Yeah, a year and a half after that came out, a big headlines in the Charlotte, North Carolina Observer, the big newspaper, big headlines. They said, we don't know why, but sudden infant death syndrome has vanished in the state of North Carolina. Then 3 months later, big newspaper, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, we don't know why, but the sudden infant death syndrome has vanished in the state of Missouri. Then 3 months later, every newspaper in the world came out and said, we don't know why, but sudden infant death syndrome has dropped dramatically by 85, 95%.
You know why.
We know why, because we put that nutrient in the baby formulas.